USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away. USA's John Hunt reports.
He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 75 years old. Ocasek was discovered unconscious and unresponsive by his estranged wife, Paulina Porshkova, the supermodel. He appeared to have died from natural causes. Ocasek and the band The Cars shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Just What I Needed. At the Cars Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the singer reflected on what got him started in the music business.
I'd like to thank my wheelchair grandmother for forcing me to sing in the parlor in front of her friends when I was 5 years old.
Many people also remember the Cars from the iconic pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
U.S. officials are citing intelligence assessments, including satellite imagery, to support their case that Iran was responsible for Saturday's attack on key Saudi Arabian oil infrastructure. The officials say the intelligence shows the strikes are inconsistent with the kind of attack that would have been launched from Houthi rebels in Yemen. Iran says they had nothing to do with it. Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney tells NBC's Meet the Press, it's time to get tough.
We should deny the visas for the Iranian delegates who are planning to come into the United States, come to New York next week for the UN General
All
Assembly.
All of them, the president,
the Iranians, the secretary,
the foreign minister, every one
yep,
of them.
The Iranians,
them?
Okay. Absolutely.
Some welcome news for drivers.
The current national average price of gasoline, regular leaded at retail, is $2.63. It's down 3 cents from 3 weeks ago, and it's down 20 cents from 10 weeks ago.
But industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says she expects the trend to reverse after Saturday's drone attack on Saudi Arabia's oil processing facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The NASCAR playoffs begin today in Las Vegas. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg talks to one driver about how he plans to tackle the desert heat.
The temperature for Sunday's NASCAR race is expected to approach 105 degrees in Las Vegas. What are drivers doing to prepare for that heat? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Bowman. He's driver of the number 88 Nationwide Chevrolet, and he tells me they're going to be doing what they can to prepare for the race and the heat.
Just try to stay hydrated. Race cars are hot every week. You know, obviously, the beginning of the year, they're not super hot. But not much has changed, just focusing on staying hydrated.
Do people make too much of that sometimes?
No, I mean, it's hot. It's pretty miserable inside the race cars, but you just got to deal with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has sided with the White House over a rule that limits the ability of migrants to claim asylum. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli tells CBS's Face the Nation that the policy is necessary.
We have a 335,000 asylum case backlog, which I take very seriously, and it has creeped up while I've been here. Despite us throwing more and more resources at trying to drive it down, there are legitimate asylum claims in there. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been waiting over 2 years, and we take very seriously the need to get to those people. Unfortunately, this system is clogged up with a lot of fraudulent claims.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.